You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Dundalk, and joining me on the line to look ahead to it is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert and Dundalk's biggest fan, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good morning, Mark.
Are you well?
I'm very well, yes. On the way down to Sunny Sandown today and there tomorrow to see McCoy's farewell, his last day, so should be a memorable occasion.
Yeah, and you've got Dundalk in between as well, so you must be on top of the world right now.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Sandwiched in between, that'll keep us busy tonight.
Yeah. What do you make of it tonight, Andy?
Yeah, pretty good. Some nice horses running there tonight. Looking forward to the reappearance of Queen Nefertiti. I think she's the highlight in that European Breeders' Fund conditions race. And some other handicaps with our old favourites on the... I think it's the last meeting, isn't it, before we signed off for a while.
I think probably it is, yeah. Let's get stuck into it then. The 6 o'clock is the first race. This is a handicap of 5 furlongs in the market, headed by Chicklet this morning, who's 5-2. 11-4 for Master Speaker and Zanera. Fast in the Wind is 11-2. 8-1 for Strategic Heights. And Mr. Good Guy is the 12-1 outsider. Only 6 runners here, Andy, but it's a trappy enough start to the card, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You've got the older horses taking on the unexposed 3-year-old Zanera. And you've got Chicklet as well, who obviously is in great nick at the moment. We'll start with her. She did really well last time out, came off the back of a long layoff to win quite comfortably. I think there's plenty more to come from her, and quite like a lot of Tracy Collins' horses, they perform to a decent standard here at this venue. You've got Zanera, who's only had the 3 runs. She's very difficult to assess, but clearly goes well at the track. But I'm going to go with the top one here, Master Speaker, who's finished second on his last 2 runs on the turf, most notably in a very fast time at the Curra. Last Sunday, I actually fancied the 3rd that day, Casual Casualty, and Dashwood as well. I had a couple of bets in that race and could only manage 3rd at best. And it was only really when I broke down the time and did the speed figures on that particular race, knowing how good it was. And I thought Master Speaker came out of the race with a great deal of credit, carrying top weight. He moved through the race really well, only for his stamina just to give way in the latter stages against a strong stayer. He drops back in trip tonight, which should suit, and he's got some good form here as well at Dundalk. His only career victory back in the day when he was trained by Aidan O'Brien was here at this venue. So I think the faster surface, the drop back in trip, his speed figures and the draw one as well, the best possible draw around the inside, all adds up for Master Speaker to give us a massive run in the first.
Master Speaker then in the first. The second race is the 6:30. This is a median auction maiden over 7 furlongs, and Hunt is the 4-5 market leader this morning. 7-2 for Ortega. K-Rock is 5-1. 8's for Ninzai. Downforce is 10-1 and 33-1 about the other two. You can see why Hunt's at the top of the market, Andy. 2 very good efforts in maidens at the beginning of last year. Kind of flopped on his last outing, but if he turns up in the same kind of form as the beginning of last season, it'd be hard to beat here, wouldn't it?
He will, yeah. That run behind Success Days has been well advertised this year, of course, with Ken Condon's charge lowering the colours of JF Kennedy at Leopardstown in one of the Derby trials. So a repeat of that should make this race a mere formality. The only slight negative, of course, is the one you mentioned, that poor run at Nace towards the back end of last season. Not sure what went wrong in that day. Maybe the draw could have been a contributing factor. But I'm sure Johnny Mertz has worked him out by now. He's given a little bit more time to sort of fill his frame and to overcome whatever problems were ailing him on that particular occasion. It wasn't as if it was a bad race either. I mean, Endless Drama, the winner of that race, looks a real smart horse for the Gerline stable anyway. Danger looks to be Ortega, who began life here at Dundalk on her debut and ran a nice race, an eye-catching one as well behind Qualified. That form worked out really well. And, you know, she was in quite deep on her last start at the current listed race behind the great War et al. So I don't think this will be any pushover for Hunt. Let's say, if he runs up to that Garvin run, I expect him to win. But if you're betting without the favour, then you'd look no further than Ortega.
Okay, on to the third race next, the 705. This is a handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for 4-year-olds and older that are rated 47 to 75. Cash or Casualty is the market leader and has been supported this morning from 4s into 3-1. It's 7-2 for Reckless Lad and Shabra Emperor. It's 6-1 for Witty Repartee. Nini OK is 13-2 and 10s or bigger for the others. Plenty of Dundalk specialists in here, Andy, so which one do you side with?
Yeah, it's a real difficult one for me because I've got two big speed figure horses here. Everyone on the podcast who listens to it on a regular basis will know the time that Shabra Emperor did early on in the season. And we followed him pretty religiously ever since. He's managed to win on another occasion, but every time that he's run his race. He runs to pretty much the same time. And we know his run style as well by now. He often comes late, fast and wide down the middle in the hands of Fanberry. And with a strong pace, sure to be the order of the day here tonight. He's going to have conditions to suit. He's got Cash or Casualty to beat for me. This horse did a big number at Cork on his penultimate start. And then, although he got beat at the Curragh on Sunday, he almost duplicated that performance in a 6-furlong handicap. Of course, we get to see that form advertised with Master Speaker in the first. So I think it's between the two. Cash or Casualty, I presume, will go off in front, as he often does. He could be very difficult to catch. And if one horse is going to catch him, it's going to be his old adversary, Shabra Emperor.
On to the 7:35 next race, 4 on the card. This is the Irish Selling Farms EBF conditions race. It's for 3-year-olds which are EBF eligible and that have not won more than one weight for age race and not been placed in listed or group contest. It's over a mile, and Queen Nefertiti makes a reappearance here. She's 13-8 at the top of the market. 5-2 for the Happy Prince, 9-2 for Postulation, 6-1 for Buenos y Bobos, 8-1 for Shannon Soul. And leading actress is the 20-1 outsider. You've already mentioned you're excited to see Queen Nefertiti back in action, Andy. Do you think she'll win here?
I hope she does, yeah. She looked a really nice filly the day when she won at Leopard Sound. It was a bit of an unexpected event as well. She went off 20-1, but she belied those odds with a scintillating performance, not only visually winning by 4.5 lengths, but on the clock as well. She got me purring with anticipation for the future chances with that performance. And I was thinking, this horse could be an Oaks filly maybe for next year. But she never visited the racetrack thereafter. So quite what the problem has been, I don't know. But she's obviously very well fancied tonight, judged by the market activity, already back from 9-4 into 7-4, which gives me plenty of confidence to believe that she can overcome that absence. As I said, she's a big, tall, rangy filly. She's definitely going to get a mile and a half. And maybe the Irish Oaks or even an English Oaks might be well within her capabilities if she runs well tonight. It won't be a pushover. There is opposition aplenty, such as Postulation and the Happy Prince have already proven with their fitness advantages this season. Both of those have run to a decent standard. But at the same time, I don't think they're in the class as Queen Nefertiti, if she's anywhere near to performance at Leopardstown. So hopefully David Watchman has got a cherry ripe on her seasonal reappearance.
Queen Nefertiti for Andy then there. The 8:05 is the fifth race on the card. This is a handicap over a mile for 3-year-olds and older rated 47 to 65. Chatterton is the 7-2 market leader. It's 6s into 9-2 for Palace Art. The Butcher's Filly is 5-1. 7s for Phil's Wish. Basilica is 15-2 with Dane Quest and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open handicap this one, Andy.
Yeah, I've got a couple of horses here off my sweet speed figures which are worth concentrating on, and no great surprise that most punters at Dundalk have latched onto them as well. You mentioned that Chatterton's 7-2 favourite, and also Palace Art has been well backed as well. Both of them, funny enough, have got 29 races between them without winning, so something's got to give here tonight if one of them's going to win. Of the two, I'd probably just go with Chatterton, having watched his run through last time from a terrible draw. It's hard to believe that this horse won't be winning a race sooner rather than later. I mean, he should have won that race. He got hampered in the run. He didn't get the best of runs in the latter stage, and yet he still finished very strongly, trying to get beat half a length by Rota Baron. Speed figure of the race worked out really well, and back in third was the previous winner, County Wexford, who obviously was very well fancied to go in again. So he'd be the number one choice over Palace Art, who finished third behind Shabra Emperor last time out. He looks as though he'll definitely appreciate, sorry, she looks as though she'll appreciate a step up in trip, and she'd have every chance of breaking her maiden tag as well. But I'll stick with Chatterton. He was unfortunate last time out, and he's got an ideal opportunity tonight to put the record straight.
Okay, Chatterton for Andy in the 8:05. We move on to the penultimate race next, the 8:35, race 6 on the card. It's an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half, and Asian Wing is 13-8 at the top of the betting. Radari is 6s into 5s. It's 13-2 for House Limit. Flowing Air, 12-1 into 7-1. Hammerman is 7s, 11s for Uncharted Waters, and 12s or bigger for the others. So quite an active betting market this morning, Andy. Who do you like in the 8:35?
Yeah, the key is whether Asian Wing is as good tonight back over a mile and a half than he was when he was stepped up to 2 miles last time out. He couldn't have won any easier. Haven't seen an easier winner than him for quite a while at Dundalk. He won by 6 lengths, but he could have been doubled that. So obviously Salmon is his strong point. It's not as if he hasn't got form over a mile and a half, but he just seemed to improve for that step-up in trip. If he is in the same kind of nick and he does it, proves worth over 4 furlongs shorter, then he's obviously going to be very difficult to beat, and he should justify his position in the market. But I'd urge podcasters to keep an eye on an outsider here. You didn't quote this horse in the betting mark, but 12-1 upwards for our Kieran could be very interesting if there's any money for this individual. I made a note of this horse catching the eye at Garen last time out on the turf, given a very tender ride by his £7 apprentice, Lydia Matteson. If there is any money for him, maybe it could be the right time to catch this horse, because the ability there. He travelled really strongly through that race, and he went through the line very strong. So my advice would be Asian Wing would be a strong bet if there's no serious money for our Kieran. But if money comes in for that Russ Donoghue horse, then he's definitely worth a look at a big price.
33-1 for our Kieran, by the way.
Wow. I mean, that's too big. He's obviously got to be punted, really, or a little bit of money for us to get excited.
Okay. The final race this evening is the 9.05. We finish with a maiden over a mile and a quarter, and Azuri is the 9-4 favourite. 5-2 for Blue Skimmer. Kilimanjaro is 100-30. 4-1 for Infinite Loop, and 10s or bigger for the other two. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, a couple of interesting runners here. I think Azuri probably sets the standard with that third behind Ed El Poor, the Dermot well-trained horse the other day down at Garman. We've already seen the form work out well with Queen of Aragon, the horse that finished second win for the podcast last night at Tipperary. But interestingly, Aidan O'Brien runs a nice horse called Kilimanjaro. If ever a horse was crying out for a step-up in trip, it's this one. He's by High Chaparral, have a Dalekani mare. And his first two runs certainly indicate that the mile was way too short for him as a two-year-old. He certainly was learning on the job as well throughout those two races, Grove Green, on both occasions. But with the Aidan O'Brien three-year-olds having started really well, and Joseph O'Brien obviously riding most of them, it wouldn't surprise me if Kilimanjaro was to step up on his fairly modest returns as a two-year-old and get the better of the proven form. So Kilimanjaro, the selection in the last.
Good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, decent night tonight, Dundalk. One or two nice bets, beginning with Master Speaker in the first. I think also without the favourite in the second race. Cash or Casualty is Shabba Emperor. It's a bit of a toss of coin in the 7.05, but I'll go with Cash or Casualty on this occasion. Best bet on the card is Queen Nefertiti. She's a really nice mare in the offing in that 7.35. In the 8.05, I'll give Chatterton another go. 8.35, do keep an eye on that money or potential money for our Kieran, who was an eye-catcher last time out. But if the money doesn't come, then Asian Wing would be the selection. And in the final race, Kilimanjaro, in the Hood first time, could easily leave behind his two fairly mundane efforts as a two-year-old.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck today. Enjoy Sandown and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.